Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Second quarter getting up and running with Monmouth leading this one by a score of 17-0. Counterplay to the inside as the team's trade ends. And on first and 10, it will be Evan Taylor to get it off the right side. He will pick up about four, tripped up at the 43-yard line. On the Cokes here, out-of-town scoreboard, second quarter action in the NEC. St. Francis, Pennsylvania, leading Sacred Heart by a score of 1-0. But perhaps the biggest game of the day is up in Staten Island, where if Wagner wins, they go to the playoffs as the NEC representative. Seahawks leading Duquesne 14-3. Games to kick at 1 o'clock, Albany home for Central Connecticut State. Bryant on the road at Bucknell. Tight formation here, three in the backfield with Sinclair. A little play action, wants to go down the field, throws the fade pattern deep down the seam for Dante Jeter. That is incomplete, and it will bring up a third down and six. Matt Harmon, Greg Buscomi back here from Joe Walton Stadium. 17-0 Monmouth as the Hawks continuing to roll. That last scoring drive for MU, eight plays, 51 yards, took up 2 minutes and 57 seconds. Off the clock, Tristan Roberts hauling in an 11-yard touchdown pass from Kyle Frazier. And, Greg, we looked at the stats after the end of the first quarter. What a big disparity in total yards.
Yeah, 161 to 21. And just on that last play, Jeter limped off with an ankle injury. He's one of those studs for the Robert Morris Colonial passing attack. We've seen how he does.
Sinclair wanting to throw again. Again going down the seam. This time had a man, was the tight end Andrew Smith, batted away at the last second by Joe Johnson, who was able to close back and get into coverage. That will set up fourth down. Same type of play, just to a different receiver, and Monmouth up to the task again. And with 14:07 to go, on will come the punt team. Tony Lamancusa has been extremely busy today for Robert Morris. This will be his third punt already, and we are not even a minute in to the second quarter. Pressure coming. Lamancusa skies it, bounces at the 23-yard line, and then takes a good Robert Morris bounce. Zacharias, I think, lost it in the sun a little bit and will get down at about the 8-yard line, where Monmouth finally today will have kind of a long field to have to deal with.
Yeah, and I think you can't really blame Zacharias, because on the previous play, the Robert Morris tight end, he had to look back up into this sun too, and he kind of lost the ball. I think that, you know, you had Joe Johnson come in and knock the ball down at the last second, but it was also a combination of the tight end losing the ball in the sun. So it's going to be tough to do anything kind of facing that way.
So on here comes the Monmouth offense. They've had it three times. They've scored three times. Two touchdowns and a field goal. This is the 2012 season finale for MU, trying to finish up their year at 5-5. Frazier with an eye set off to the left. Here's the carry. It will be to Hayes. A hard couple of yards off the left side. Gets to the 10 for a gain of 2. Brings up a second down and 8. You know, those yards very hard. And I should say that was Asante, as Hayes will now come into the game. Those yards especially, you know, you think you're probably going to play it pretty close to the vest. That time Robert Morris really packed the box in.
I think it's going to be important here, too, on this drive, to get out to midfield. They don't have to score in this drive. It'd be nice, obviously, but you got to switch fields. You can't give them back the ball at midfield.
Frazier wanting to throw here on second and long. Going to step up in the pocket, head to the Robert Morris sideline, and get taken down by Antoine Eddy, the corner, at about the 14. Gain of 4. Third and 4 coming up for Monmouth.
Ton of stuff. The playbook really opens up on third and 4. With the way they've been running it, you could run it. Could throw something short. We haven't seen a screen pass yet.
Mick Lafferty checks into the game. He will go tight end to the left. Sterling as the wide man to the left side of the formation. Up top to the right, Davenport and Sumlin in a slot receiver combo. Ball from the left hash mark here. Three-man front by Robert Morris. Here comes Nierhoof off the corner. Closes the pocket down, and Frazier will get sacked. He's not going to get credited for the sack, but Nolan Nierhoof just blew that play up. It'll be Steve Mitchell to register the sack for Robert Morris.
Mike Murphy got it absolutely smoked on that play. He was late getting out of his break. He was talking to the referee, thinks maybe Nierhoof got off a little bit quicker. But they're going to have to try to leave a back or somebody in, because that's a drive killer, and this is exactly what Monmouth didn't want to get into, having to punt on the negative 9-yard line.
Evan Taylor standing and awaiting the kick here of Ryan Moore. High wobbly kick. Fair catch will be called for and made at midfield, where Robert Morris, for really the first time all day, will have a chance to threaten and perhaps get themselves on the scoreboard. They'll have it first and 10 from midfield. 12:02 to go in the second quarter. Monmouth leading it 17-0.
Nice pump by Ryan Moore. And that's what he does. He doesn't get a lot of distance on his punts, but he puts it up high enough that opponents cannot catch the ball and run and try to kill you with a good punt return. He's done a very good job with this year, and his timing and his releases are just excellent. That's the best part of his game.
Hawk defense has to come up to the challenge here. Out of the I formation, Taylor will get it. Hit in the backfield and will get dropped. Anthony McDonough there, Eric Masick there. It'll be Masick to get the tackle, but McDonough charging hard from the outside linebacker spot. 3-yard loss. It'll be second and 13.
Yeah, McDonough coming on a run blitz from that left outside linebacker position. The fullback just stood the fullback up, set the line of scrimmage really 3 yards behind where it was, and then in comes Masick for the cleanup and the 4-yard loss.
McDonough, a guy that the coach is extremely high on. He has seen more and more play as the season has rolled along. Dante Jeter in motion from left to right. Tight ends either side. Jeter, the intended target, will make the catch. At midfield, Reggie Hildebrand Jr. on the coverage and the tackle at the 48-yard line. They'll get back what they lost on the last play, plus one. It'll be third and 9 with 11 minutes to go in the first half.
Got to get pressure on this third down. Hoping that either one of the front four, you know, sets a good charge. You got Corey Neal in there now, Jerzynski, Smith, and Masick. Out of all those guys, Masick probably has the best sacking ability, you know, best instincts, I would say. See what we have here on third and 9.
Split back formation. Tight end right, receiver left. Robert Morris with time. Sinclair wants to throw. Now flush in the pocket. Rolls right to the 45. Gets to the 40-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down. They will spot it at the 40. I believe the marker is just over the 40-yard line, but I think this is certainly four down territory if you're Robert Morris, even if you are a yard short.
Good job by Masick kind of making Sinclair to move, but there was nobody home on the other side. Corey Neal was nowhere to be found on that right side of the line to kind of keep containment, allowing Sinclair to get out and get 8 of those 9 yards.
Nick Carroll has checked in for Monmouth in the secondary, has taken over the strong safety spot for Andrew Sutton. And now on 4th and 1, tight end to either side. Here is the carry and the first down and more for Deontay Howard. He will rumble his way inside the 30-yard line, get pushed out of bounds about the 26, where it will be first down and 10 for Robert Morris. Little spark here for the RMU offense.
Yeah, MU defense is going to have to tighten down here. I'm not 100% sure what the rotation is on the D-line, but right now you have no starters in on the defensive line. I'm not sure what's going on there? I don't know if there's some people hurt, but you got 4 backups playing the D-line, and definitely has something to do with them moving the ball.
Pitch to the far sideline. Taylor got to the far side hash mark, cut back, and will pick up 8, maybe 8.5 yards on that first down carry, down inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line, where it will be second down, and let's call it 2. Coming up on 9 minutes remaining in this first half, Monmouth 17, Robert Morris nothing.
Rob Morris' offensive line now starting to get it going a little bit. They're setting the line of scrimmage where they want to be 3 yards deep, taking the D-line of the Monmouth completely out of the equation, leaving it up to these 3 linebackers.
Tight end wing off to the right. Bootleg to the right for Sinclair. Here comes pressure. Gets around Cooper, who got blocked hard. Sinclair inside the 10, inside the 5, dives forward, and will get ruled out at the 1-yard line.
That's coming back. It's going to be a holding call on Reggie Hildebrand Jr. downfield on the wide receiver.
So this one coming back as Sinclair with a great individual effort and a great block. I didn't catch the number, but Colin Cooper got taken off of his shoe tops on a crackback block from Robert Morris. See where the flag is thrown. The ball right now is spotted at the 1-yard line.
I believe it's thrown right around the 3-yard line, so I think they're going to take them back 10 from there.
That would put the ball at the 13, and it's enough to get Robert Morris a first down, even with the penalty. if that is the call. It is, in fact, a hold. It will be first down.
12.
And they will put it at the 12-yard line. You are correct. 8:46 to play here in the second quarter. Robert Morris, for the first time today, in scoring position. Would have been first and goal from the 1. Now first and 10 from the 12 after the penalty. Mitchell and Jeter into the shorts out of the field. Formation right for Robert Morris. Tight end back to the left side. Bootleg off to the left. Sinclair in trouble. Sinclair running for his life. Sinclair eludes one, eludes two, but cannot elude a third. That tackle will be credited for Chris Luma, and what a big loss it is all the way back to the Robert, check it, to the Monmouth 27-yard line.
And look who's back in at the front four for the Hawks. The front four starters, Luma, O'Hara, Upham, Harris. That's a big, big loss. Big mistake by Jeff Sinclair. I mean, a senior, you don't expect that kind of play out of him.
15-yard loss. Sets up second down and 25.
And this is an RMU team that has given up a league-high 27 sacks. We've seen two already by the Hawks today.
Single back is Taylor. DJ Hayes motions. Sinclair wants to throw over the middle. Hayes will make the catch. Stop for a second as he caught the football. Tackled at the 21 by McDonough. I'm not sure why he slowed down. I thought if he caught it, he could have just kept running to the Mama sideline, and nobody was really there. It goes as a gain of 4. It will bring up third down and 19.
Nice play by McDonough, one of Mama's most athletic linebackers. He's got that kind of closing speed, so when you do slow up and you allow him to gain ground on you, and his tackling has gotten a lot better. True freshman, you know, this is his 11th game he's played in. Actually, pardon me, he did miss 2 games due to concussion. This is his 9th game he's played in, or 8th game. And he's really come around.
Monmouth going nickel here on third down and long. Sinclair splits the backs and wants to throw. Straight drop back. Pumps once. Looks off to his right. Now going to tuck it and run. Cannot elude the Monmouth pressure. Got over the line of scrimmage. Upham and Harris, I believe, involved on the tackle. And Monmouth with a player down right now. Clock will stop with 6:39 remaining, and Monmouth leading this one 17-0.
It's Brad Harris who made the tackle. Might have just had it kind of fell down on top of Sinclair. Thought maybe he had the wind knocked out of him, but it looks like Chuck Whedon, athletic trainer, is working on an ankle, maybe a left ankle.
Harris, 6'3", 270-pound senior from Damascus, Maryland. Has been a recruiting hotbed for Monmouth over the years. And it is definitely a left leg injury for Harris, who will need help to get off the field. Certainly don't want to see that in his last collegiate game. But a tackle nonetheless for Harris at Upham will set up Robert Morris for a field goal attempt. This will come off the foot of number 20, Greg Langer. And it will be a 34-yard field goal attempt.
How big was that sack? Now, you know, it totally took them out of the holding penalty, then the sack took them out of, you know, really touchdown range. And if the Hawks can get away here with blocking one or maybe an errant kick.
Langer, 7 of 10 on the year. He's got good range, a long of 49. Lamancuso, the holder. Good snap, good hold. The kick is blocked. Boy, what a wall of white coming through the line there. Monmouth with all kinds of pressure. That could have been any of 4 different guys to block that kick.
I'm waiting to see who comes up. That's Mike Upham, who blocked the kick last week, the punt.
Upham with the recovery, the turnover on downs. I have to wait and get official word as to whether or not he was the guy who blocked it or just the guy who recovered it. But that was heavy pressure that time, and Robert Morris unable to get on the scoreboard. Mama's still pitching the shutout right now. 17-0 with 6:27 to go in the first half.
And what a great thing for this Monmouth defense, which has been much maligned in the last few weeks, giving up tons of points and tons of yardage. Come out here, 17-0. Love to see the Hawks come down and get a score here before halftime. Really put it to these Colonials, who they've lost to 3 straight games.
Hayes back in at the running back spot. Off to the left of Frazier. 3 wide receivers into the game. It will be Hayes to get it. Stretching it off to the right side. Didn't find anything and pushed out of bounds for Robert Morris by Mark Citofanti. number 55, the outside linebacker. That's not really Hayes' game going sideline to sideline. He's definitely a between-the-tackles type of guy. We did see him with a good burst of speed in the first quarter on the first drive for Monmouth.
Yeah, I mean, and Monmouth, really, with the type of backs they have, don't run a lot of east-west plays. It's a lot of north-south, a lot of, you know, reads, and they run take. And
second and 15. Slant across the middle. Roberts will catch it, get back to the original line of scrimmage to about the 22-yard line.
It's a good job by the outside linebacker, Brad Bannis, for Robert Morris. He had somebody covering in the middle of the field, saw the play over to Tristan Roberts, broke on it, was able to help make the tackle, and now it's third and 10 for the Hawks.
Third and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Clock continuing to move with 5.5 minutes remaining. Trips off to the right. Thaddeus Richards has come in. He, Sumlin, and Sterling, formation right. Roberts has the single man back to the left side of the formation. Frazier looking off to his right. Goes over the middle. He's got a man. It's Eric Sumlin to make the catch at the 35-yard line. Going to have a first down and then head into the Robert Morris sideline. Get to the 39. That will go as a gain of 17 and a first down for MU.
Sumlin coming off a career day last week against St. Francis. Had 66 yards and 4 catches. Those were both career highs. He is somebody in the future Monmouth is going to get a lot of production out of in that slot.
So MU with a new set of downs. They mark the ball out at the 38-yard line where it's first down and 10. Frazier play action, wants to throw. Sumlin gets it on the run at midfield and will again make his way out of bounds, this time into the Monmouth sideline to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 14, back-to-back catches for Eric Sumlin.
That's a great play action fake by Kyle Frazier and a perfect throw out on the screen pass. Just a nice job.
First and 10 now for Monmouth, back in Robert Morris territory. 4:45 remaining in the first half. Frazier going to hand it off here to Hayes. Cut back at the near side hash mark. There's a flag out as Hayes tackled at the 42-yard line. We'll check the flag before we spot the football. The members of the New Jersey Education Association. Let's wait for the referee to give the official call. Flag was thrown at midfield. It is a holding call against Monmouth, so it will negate what would have been about a 6-yard run from Hayes. Will pin Monmouth back inside of their own territory and set up first down and 20.
That was something that really killed the Hawks in their last meeting. Monmouth had 13 penalties with 160 yards. They had 4 penalties that were declined. So, you know, that was something that they knew they had to come out, and they've done a pretty good job this year, only averaging just over 50 yards a penalty. That's only their second today.
Costly, however, with the hold. Ball pushed back to the MU 42-yard line. Split wide receiver set. Ball from the right hash mark. It's Hayes off tackle this time to the left side. At the 45, will gain 3 and will bring up second and 7. We are at the 4-minute mark remaining here in our first half. At the half, we will take you around the state of Monmouth athletics. Greg and I will do that. We'll also take a look around the NEC and the top 25 college football scoreboard. This is the final weekend of regular season play in FCS football as the playoffs will start next week. The NEC entrance still up for grabs. It's either Wagner or Albany. Frazier on second and long. Gets the snap, throws over the middle. Sumlin continues to be his favorite target. Frazier's on this drive. Gets it back into Colonial territory, caught and tackled at the 44-yard line.
Great job by Sumlin getting open. I don't think he was the first choice on that route. He was able to stop and make a turnaround, then turn around and grind out, make this a third and 7.
Brian Jones on the tackle for Robert Morris. Third down, we will call it 7 here from the Robert Morris 44-yard line. Frazier with 3 wide receivers into the game. 2 left, 1 up top to the right. Here comes pressure from Robert Morris. Frazier in trouble. Frazier will get sacked. Back around midfield. And Robert Morris has brought the pressure a couple of times here. And Monmouth will be forced to punt as the drive stalls at the Colonial 49-yard line.
Yeah, they brought a delayed blitz with one of the inside linebackers, which was picked up nice. But what happens then is you can't double team Nolan Nierhoff, and he was able to get a little pressure. The pocket collapsed. Kyle Frazier, who's very good at stepping up in the pocket, found that there was no longer a pocket to go anywhere with the ball. There was nobody to throw to, and ends up getting sacked, and they're going to have to punt. But this will switch the field back over into their favor.
Robert Morris has called a timeout, trying to conserve some of the rest of the first half. 2:39 to play here in half number one. Hawk fans, get your 2012-2013 Monmouth University tickets right now. Single and season tickets are available. Basketball season obviously is up and running. Group packages also now available. Call and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game, or help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun and entertainment is just one call or click away. Call 732-263-5735 or go to hawktickets@monmouth.edu. That's 732-263-5735 or hawktickets@monmouth.edu. Fourth down and 11, 2:39 remaining here in our first half. Monmouth 17, Robert Morris nothing. Ryan Moore steps into it at his own 40-yard line. High hanging punt. Fair catch called for and made by Quinton Pearl, number 83, back at the Robert Morris 13-yard line. So a trivia question for you. Half trivia, half fun. Is it true that if you book a birthday party today by listening to the broadcast, that you, Greg Viscomi, will dress up as Shadow for that birthday party?
I'm not sure that. I'm not sure the Shadow costume is going to fit over my man size. You know, I got a big frame like a man. And but, you know, the helmet will fit. So, I mean, if you want a fat guy with the Hawk helmet on, I can do that. So book it, and I'll be there.
Five-man front here for Monmouth on first and 10. Sinclair from the shotgun steps up in the pocket, eludes the rush, dumps it in the flat, and could have been intercepted. The intended receiver was Paul Evans, the redshirt senior tight end. Couldn't hang on to it, and Sutton just about a half step off from probably right now celebrating in the end zone with a pick six.
Yeah, and Evans had stayed in to block Luma, it looked like, who came over on a twist. And then he released to try to get, you know, that was a play that they kind of set up that he can release after blocking, and he just couldn't get to the ball. And, man, Sutton just kind of played it a little bit wrong, otherwise it would have been a touchdown.
Tight ends, receivers to either side for Sinclair on second and 10. Steps up, throws over the seams, got a man wide open. That catch is made by Evans, who couldn't hang on to the last one, but a big gainer here out to the 40-yard line of Robert Morris. 27-yard pickup, and the Colonials trying to hustle and get up to the line of scrimmage.
Too much time for Sinclair, and he's going to do that to you all day. If he has that much time, then he's going to be able to find an open wide receiver. If you're not going to blitz a linebacker, then they better be able to cover the tight ends, and they didn't do it on that play.
Colonials have called a timeout, 2:20 to go in the first half. We'll step out real quick as well, 30-second spot. We're back after this with Monmouth leading 17-0. You're enjoying Monmouth University football right here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
First down and 10 now for Robert Morris off the timeout. 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Low snap handled by Sinclair. We'll go to the Robert Morris sideline and find the lanky Dante Jeter, who will haul it in. Ball will be spotted at the Colonial 47. A 7-yard pickup will bring up second and 3.
That's the first time Jeter's caught a ball all day, or second time. That's something that the Hawks did a good job on, limiting to just two catches in the first 30 minutes of play, 28 minutes of play here.
Monmouth with that four-man front. Masick at one end, O'Hara at the other. Luma and Upham inside. Sinclair's got a clear lane to throw. Now we'll flip it. Little shovel pass. That ball will be fumbled by Deontay Howard, who will have to go back and retrieve it. And back to the 41-yard line. There's a player down right now for Monmouth, and unfortunately, we saw Brad Harris leave, one of the seniors. This time, fellow classmate Mike Upham has not yet gotten off the turf.
Upham was one of the best D-linemen on this Hawk team. That's not good, and he's definitely in some major pain right now.
You see as the training staff rolls him over, it was a left leg injury for Harris. And looks like they're working on the left leg right now of Upham as well.
That's not good for this MUD line. You saw what happened when they had to replace all four starters with the backups. Colonials kind of drove right down the field MU puts the starters back in. They get good penetration, come up with a sack. Then on the field goal attempt, you know, big body, big frame. Upham comes in, able to block his second kick in as many weeks. Let's hope that he's able to return to the game.
Well, he's going to get some help getting off the field right now. It is a left leg injury. Monmouth University Athletics brought to you in part today by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, featuring great food, entertainment, a new menu, and the best wings in the area. Whether it's watching college and NFL football or having a private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com and make sure to like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. Third down and 9 coming up here for Robert Morris. Buck 48 remaining in the first half. MU has dominated, though the second quarter has been pretty quiet for both teams. 17-0 the score. Hawks again with a four-man rush. Sinclair throwing to the far sideline. Catch is made by Dwayne Mitchell, who's able to spin his way forward and get close to a first down. Looks like he's going to be a good solid half-yard shy. On third and one, RMU getting right back to the line. Shotgun look here for Sinclair. Split backfield, low snap. Able to get it. Here comes pressure. Sinclair hanging in the pocket, goes over the middle. Intended target was William Quarles, who wasn't looking for the football, but what he should have been looking for was Dave Demersion with a bell-ringing hit as Quarles had the ball go up over the top of his head. Cost Robert Morris a first down, and on will punt come the punt team for the Colonials.
Looks like that was their fourth down play, Matt. Did we miss a play here?
No, their punt team is coming on, I believe.
Look at our offense, though. Yeah, no.
Well, they didn't have the yard marker right then on the far sideline. Yeah, or the scoreboard.
So the defense holds again. 50-yard line. You go for it here if you're the Hawks.
First and 10 for Monmouth. Frazier stops, throws, has Davenport at the Colonial 43-yard line. He will step out of bounds. And it will bring up a second and 3. Clock stopped here with 1:16 remaining in the first half. You absolutely try and put some points on the board right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got the weapons, and I don't think you're just trying to get in the field goal range here. Got a minute and 16 left on the Robert Morris 44.
Three wide receivers, two left, one right. McLafferty, the tight end, sets himself to the right side of the formation. Frazier in trouble and will again get sacked.
That's the, you know, Kyle Frazier's got to get rid of the ball. It's the fourth sack he's taken in the first half. And he does a good job of protecting the football, not forcing bad throws. But these last two sacks, he's got to get rid of the ball.
Timeout has been taken by Monmouth with 1:09 to go. With the sack, the ball back to the 48-yard line, a loss of 5. Brings up a third down and 8. While we have a second, we'll spend some more time on it at halftime. Let's check in on the NEC scoreboard. It is Wagner leading Duquesne 14-10. Albany and Central Connecticut State have just kicked off. That is scoreless. St. Francis, Pennsylvania leads Sacred Heart late in the second quarter, 17-3. Bryant and Bucknell, the Bulldogs playing a rare last week road game non-league style. That one is scoreless, just getting underway. We'll go through the top 25 scoreboard and recheck the NEC board coming up at the break. Our football game today, just part of a day-long of activity on the Shore Sports Network. Hawk basketball on the men's side coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Our broadcast will lead you into that one. Eddie Acapinti, and I believe Steve Bazaz will have the call for that one this afternoon.
Jared Weiss, I believe.
Jared Weiss, excuse me. I thought Steve was back on that one. Frazier here on third and 8, wanting to throw. Can't connect with McLafferty, so Monmouth will lose an opportunity to put some points up on the board here to wind down this first half, and what was a bit of a disjointed drive that time.
Yeah, well, you know, in these last few drives by the Hawks, they've started off really hot, you know, and I don't want to blame it on one player because it's certainly not one player, but Kyle Frazier's sacks have got to go away. You know, a couple of times, you know, Murphy got beat on the one. That's not Kyle's fault at all. The first sack of the game really wasn't his fault, but these last two sacks he's got to get rid of because they've been killers.
Fourth and 8, more on, trying to pin Robert Morris back deep. High spiraling kick, Pearl. will make a fair catch at the 10-yard line, where Robert Morris will have it 90 yards away from a touchdown. So you would think the Colonials would probably play it pretty close to the vest here, unless they can break a long run.
Yeah, you got Dante Jeter, too. He's their home run hitter. I think the Hawks are probably going to be trying to force everything underneath, give them anything they want underneath.
Nice punt that time by Ryan Moore. Your job as the punter, pin him inside the 10 if you can, and that's exactly where the football stands right now, just inside the 10-yard line on a first down and 10, 58 seconds remaining for Sinclair. Split backfield. The give is to Evan Taylor, who will rush into the middle of the line, get to the 12, and get tackled there by Demetrius Smith and Dave Demersion. 2 yard gain, second and 8.
Looks like the Colonials are happy to go in down 17-0. You know, they played a pretty good second quarter. First quarter was all Hawks. Second quarter was a little more balanced.
No scoring here in our second set of 15 minutes. Monmouth, the beneficiary of a 17-point first quarter. Draw play off the left side for Taylor. We'll get tackled by Sullivan on the left side, and that should do it for us here in the first half, as the team's going to head off the respective spots of the field and into the locker room with 10 seconds. Robert Morris doesn't have to snap the football. The play clock has been turned off, and Robert Morris will have some work to do here. Monmouth with a entertaining first half so far in the season finale in this 2012 year. 17-0. Monmouth leads this one. We'll come back with a scoring summary, a scoreboard update in the NEC of the top 25, and a look around the state of Monmouth athletics. We'll do it all after this quick 2-minute timeout. We're back first with a scoring summary right after this. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network.